He blesses and keeps. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. This first clause of the high priest's benediction is substantially a promise. That blessing which our great high priest pronounces upon us is sure to come, for he speaks the mind of God. What a joy to abide under the divine blessing. This puts a gracious flavor into all things. If we are blessed, then all our possessions and enjoyments are blessed. Yea, our losses and crosses and even our disappointments are blessed. God's blessing is deep, emphatic, effectual. A man's blessing may begin and end in words, but the blessing of the Lord makes rich and sanctifies. The best wish we can have for our dearest friend is not, "May prosperity attend thee," but "The Lord bless thee." It is equally a delightful thing to be kept of God, kept by Him, kept near Him, kept in Him. They are kept indeed whom God keeps. They are preserved from evil. They are reserved unto boundless happiness. God's keeping goes with His blessing to establish it and cause it to endure. The author of this little book desires that the rich blessing and sure keeping here pronounced may come upon every reader who may at this moment be looking at these lines. Please breathe the text to God as a prayer for His servants.